A car sitting in a lake for over 20 years had never been seen by the naked eye, but a Florida man found it while checking out his ex-girlfriend's house online. A love triangle resulted in a body being loaded into a trunk in a tiny village the very moment a car passed by for the first time in 15 years. And an Italian mobster just wanted to live a quaint life under a new identity, but he couldn't help dropping breadcrumbs about his past along the streets. These are the stories of cases that have been solved using Google Maps. Hi, friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me, and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. If you've ever spent any amount of time in Florida, you might have heard the adage that every body of water probably has an alligator in it. But one man was surprised to find that the pond in his old neighborhood had also been hiding a missing man for 22 years. When I first read that Jerry Nyman was zooming in on his ex-girlfriend's house on Google Maps, I was like, creepy! But it turns out that Jerry was just kind of doing his job. He worked in the transportation department of the Palm Beach County School District, and they used Google Maps as a way to track where their bus stops were for picking up kids. Jerry, in particular, would look at where the school was compared to where students lived as a way of imagining how the kids might get to school. He doesn't want kids walking beside busy roads, for instance. One day in August 2019, one of the principals in the district contacted him to discuss the nearby bus stops, and he remembered that his ex-girlfriend's kids had gone to that school. So he took a quick look on Google Maps to see how someone in her neighborhood might walk to school. As he zoomed in on the Grand Isle subdivision in Wellington, Florida, he spotted something in the community's man-made pond. As he got closer, he realized that it resembled a car. His coworkers said he was crazy, but he was convinced. So he texted his ex, whom he was still friendly with because he's totally not creepy. She tried looking for the car, but it just wasn't obvious from ground level, which explains why no one had noticed it until now, even though it had been visible in Google Maps images since 2007. The images probably only got better over time as satellite pictures improved, but the pond was still murky and brown to the naked eye. Jerry's ex talked to one neighbor who talked to another who had a drone, and from above, the drone clearly showed a white sedan. The neighbors called the police, who brought in a team of divers, and when they lifted the 1994 Saturn SL out of the water, it had obviously been there for a long time. The outside of the vehicle had become calcified from the mineral deposits in the pond. Someone smashed the window, and there, still inside, was a body. The remains were eventually identified as the car's owner, William Earl Molt, who had been missing since 1997. The 40-year-old had been at a nearby club on November 8th that year. He called his girlfriend at 9:30 p.m. to say he'd be home soon, and although he had a few drinks, which was kind of unusual for him, he didn't appear to be drunk as he left the club alone. But that was the last time anyone heard from him. As he drove home to Lantana, he must have lost control of his car while passing through the Grand Isle subdivision. The community was under construction at that time, just being built, so I'm guessing the streetlights hadn't been put in yet, but the pond had. William was reported missing the next day. Although an investigation was launched to find him, and he was added to the DOE network and the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, or NAMIS, there was just no reason to believe he might have driven into this random pond at the time. I wish we knew more about William's life, but I hope his family is finding some peace now that they know what happened to him. The Google Maps image has since been replaced with one without the car in it. Today's second case took place in the hamlet of Tejueco in northern Spain. It's 2 hours outside of Madrid by car and very beautiful to look at on Google Maps, actually, because it's such a cute little place surrounded by such a pretty patchwork of countryside. And when I say little, I mean tiny. It had 109 residents at the time of the 2004 census, and apparently that number has dropped since then. One newspaper reports that 56 whole people live there today, which is probably why one man thought he could get away with stuffing a body in the trunk of his car in broad daylight in October 2024. No one was nearby, not even another car. The street, one of those little alleys you see in places like Barcelona and Venice, was completely empty. But in an amazing coincidence, the Google Maps vehicle that records images of the streets happened to pass by just then. I probably don't have to explain this to you, but if you've ever used Street View on Google Maps, you know that it lets you virtually advance along a street as if you were there, looking at all of the houses and storefronts on either side. Google gets those images by driving a car loaded up with cameras on top down streets all over the world. And one of those cars passed by just as the man in this tiny village in Spain was leaning into the trunk of his red Rover sedan over the shape of a human body wrapped in white. It was the first time Google had visited this town in 15 years. You just have to marvel at this guy's bad luck. The events that led to this all started in November 2023, when a cousin of a Cuban man got some suspicious texts. The 33-year-old Cuban man, known only by the initials JPLO, had gone to look for his lady in this little place in Spain and win her back. But now he was texting his cousin to say he'd found a new woman. He was leaving the country, and he was getting rid of his phone. That's pretty weird for anyone to just suddenly announce, but it seemed especially odd to this cousin who checked in with him on a regular basis. Why would you just get rid of your phone? So the police began an investigation in the man's last known whereabouts, this little spot in Spain. Of course, it led back to his former partner, the lady he'd come to look for, who was now with another man. Allegedly, this was the man seen loading the wrapped body into the trunk in his jeans and soccer club jacket. The authorities tapped the couple's phones, listened into their conversations, and of course, used that now famous Google Maps image. And another one of a person openly wheeling that white bundle through the town in a wheelbarrow. In November 2024, the former partner and her new man, 48-year-old Manuel Isla Gallardo, were arrested for murdering that Cuban man. Weeks later, his dismembered body was found decomposing in a nearby cemetery. I couldn't find any mention of the woman's name anywhere, which makes me think they really must suspect the man of doing the bulk of the murdering. Neighbors said they were surprised that Isla Gallardo worked in a local bar and never made trouble and, quote-unquote, neither got along well nor badly with anyone. But it suddenly made sense that he seemed checked out at the bar recently and had been fired for being lazy. Also, I just need to mention, apparently this guy, the alleged murderer, was known around town as the Wolf. You're telling me no one suspected a guy everyone called the Wolf? Perhaps people were just scared of him because some neighbors said the person in the image with the wheelbarrow could just be carrying firewood. But they admitted that they'd also seen the Google Maps image of the car and didn't know they were looking at a body then either. It's unclear precisely what the motive was here, but it sounds like the Cuban man went to win back his wife and found out she was having an affair with her neighbor. So you can imagine how this love triangle soon went wrong. The image of the body in the car has since been blurred on Google Maps. In our last case today, also in Spain, Jauchino Gamino was living a quiet life in a town outside of Madrid, trying to lay low. Back home in Italy, he was a wanted man, one of the country's most dangerous. He was a drug trafficker and a murderer in a smaller Sicilian mafia clan that was known to feud with the country's more well-known one, the Cosa Nostra. He had been arrested in 1984 and then again in 1998, but while he was awaiting trial in 2002, he managed to sneak out of jail in Rome. Apparently, a crew was filming a TV series there, and no one noticed him slip out in the commotion. Suddenly free of his life sentence, he ended up in Galapagar, a town of about 30,000 people, mostly known for agriculture. He became Manuel, a chef. He got married. He turned 60. He opened up a little produce shop. He didn't contact his family back home. He managed to keep his head down for 20 years. But all the while, the Sicilian police were looking. They had an idea that he was in Spain, especially because that's where he'd been found hiding out when he was arrested in 1998. And one day, on Google Maps, they thought they saw him. Outside a shop called El Huerto de Manu, or Manu's Garden. Manu, like his new name, Manuel. It was in that town outside of Madrid, and this guy was just casually chatting with another man, truly just shooting the breeze as he leaned against the storefront. Investigators couldn't be 100% sure it was him, though. But they found a restaurant down the street with a similar name, La Cocina de Manu, or Manu's Kitchen. And that place, which was now closed, used the same telephone number as the produce shop. The restaurant still had a Facebook page where the latest post advertised a Sicilian dinner. Its menu had a logo like the one from The Godfather, with the hand controlling the puppet strings. Only here, the hands were holding a fork and spoon with strings of pasta. It kind of feels like he wasn't even trying to hide who he was. Italy's anti-mafia investigation department did an age progression on an old photo of Gamino and compared it to the chef on this Facebook page, and they knew they had their man. The Spanish police arrested him in December 2021, and he supposedly asked them, "How did you find me? I haven't even called my family for 10 years. He's back in Italy now, where he's expected to serve out his life sentence for murder. While he was missing, a court convicted him of killing a passerby that he mistakenly thought was a rival in the mafia. One Reddit user, whom I'd like you to know is named Just for Touching Balls, says that he lives in the village where Gamino was found, and it wasn't quite as simple as someone just noticing a blurred face on Google Maps. Allegedly, Gamino attacked a city councilman over some taxes he didn't like, and photos of the fight made their rounds in the media. If someone recognized Manuel as Gamino, that definitely would have helped investigators start looking in the right place. I went hunting on Google Maps for the old location of the Manu's Garden fruit and vegetable shop, and found that in images taken in 2023, it's been turned into a salon. But if you go down the virtual street and turn around at just the right angle, you can still see an image from 2018 when Manuel's store was still there. And I think that's him in the picture, loading fruit into a van as he chats with a local. It's almost poetic, like he might still be out there living his quiet village life. Until you remember that he's a killer and is in prison where he belongs. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.